I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
This is going to be a big year, man. Huge. New Testament will be very interesting compared to the old one.
There's so many developments, dude, that it's just going to be... All right. We got to go. We can't.
We shouldn't be on the air.
We got to get out of here. This is...
God,
let's get out of here.
Damn it.
Let's get out of here.
The Wild Wild West.
Oh my God.
What?
This podcast is brought to you by nobody. Shane was a bad boy.
Yo, my bad, y'all.
Yo.
Nah, that's
What the fuck? Dude, what happened,
what
man?
What the fuck just happened?
The cast fucking lives.
Dude, the cast was too hot.
The cast.
Dude.
Well, you know what it was, man? It's the classic. It was a story of the dude who flies near the sun, dude.
Icarus?
Icarus, yeah. Dude. It was classic Icarus.
Yeah, man.
We at first, we were the tree. We were the humble tree, just slowly inching towards the light. And, dude, we mothed out, flew to a star, and they were like, get the fuck no.
Get this trash out of here.
Wait, what?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's
classic Icarus, dude. That's so wild.
I mean, where do you start on this thing? There's a lot we need to unpack here.
True.
Matthew, we need to unpack.
Let's get to the core of the issue.
Let's get to the core of the issue. Let's put a pin in the Icarus statement, and let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah, walk me through it, dude. So what was it like, dude?
What was what like?
I mean, you were moonwalking, dude.
Well, it's funny because all year, like, everything's gone well.
Sure.
I got fucking Comedy Central, JFL, SNL. All this year.
Comedy Central's like, no, he didn't.
Yeah, Comedy Central's like, what? What?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, and then it's just, so everything's been going pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I've been like, the cast is out there, dude. The cast is out there. But I didn't get anything that like theater dorks wanted.
Sure.
As soon as I got what the theater kids want, oh, baby, they come at you.
Yeah, it's almost like they're hiding in the bushes.
The theater kids?
Yeah, they're just waiting, like, nah, I heard you on your podcast. Get in here. You're like, oh, no, come on.
Yeah, and then it's like, what was funny the whole time is, like, I wanted to defend that clip
mm-hmm.
the whole time. Like, it's so hard to fucking bite your tongue.
Yeah.
And just be like, okay, yeah. I'm not funny. I'm a racist, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And it's like, dude. There's been times where I've wanted to defend the clip,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, well, then that opens the door, because now I have to defend everything. Because, so right when I got in trouble, people were like, you need to apologize. You need to apologize hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't.
You should be like, I'm so fucking sorry.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm so fucking hard.
Oh, my God, I'm hard. That's how sorry I am.
You need to apologize fucking hard.
Dude, I was rock hard. Every apology I wrote, I was erect. Fully erect, dude. No, this
I'm so fucking sorry.
But like, if I apologize for that, an hour later,
mm-hmm.
another theater kid's gonna dig up, like, and this is what he said about this.
Yeah,
it's like, dude,
man.
So yeah, I mean, obviously I wanted to say sorry to anybody that was actually offended.
Mm-hmm.
And first off, I don't think anybody that wrote any article or anything like that was remotely offended. I don't think a lot of people are offended by anything. I think they like to be victims,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Now, based on the DMs and emails I got, I think some people were upset.
People were like, fuck you.
Some people were pretty upset.
They hit you up?
Yeah. Nonstop.
What were the DMs? Like, I'm going to fucking kill you?
Yeah, a lot of death threats. Which is funny, because every time, because like, you got to get through this, you got to fucking joke.
Sure.
Like, the only way you can get, like, if I took this seriously for a second,
a national scandal,
of
course,
I'd be devastated. If I sat back for 1 second and was like, oh man, like, that would fucking blow.
Yeah, dude.
But if you joke about it,
Bud Dwyer on stage,
I should Bud Dwyer. Dude, if I ever get on SNL, I will Bud Dwyer. I'll be like, live from my mouth, this fucking gun. Just, but. Yeah, already I'm like, Jesus Christ. How many quotes have already been taken out of this?
Yeah, he's going to kill himself on stage.
Yeah.
We'll get to those fucking journos later, dude.
Dude, I'm... Whatever.
I mean, it's inevitable. You knew they'd be
I knew
buzzing.
This was coming. From
Vultures,
the start.
Dude.
The funny thing is, like, anytime I would get a death threat or something, like, I'd be walking down the street and just get an alert and read it, and it'd be like, fuck you, you fat racist piece of shit. I'm glad your career's over, you fucking garbage human. I hope everyone dies that you know. And I would just be like, well, that's not exactly what I would call constructive criticism. just laugh to myself and keep walking.
Oh my God. I was actually thinking, I was in the shower on the way over here, and I was thinking how, if like, I mean, you have white stone, black stone, dude. You can choose either path. And yeah. I was like, it'd be funny to take it all the way and to start going like deeply underground and go on an Instagram to like different cities and stand in front of like the Eiffel Tower and just say like a horrible word and just be like, and just phase out. Dude.
Yeah, there's...
So the newspaper, like, he fucking did it again.
Oh, my God.
He was
God.
By the Eiffel Tower.
Well, here's the thing. The news is going to move on. The news has already
he
moved
said,
on.
He said Pollock by the Eiffel Tower.
He keeps saying Pollock. So I will have to like retreat as to who I can be racist against.
For sure.
So I'm just going to double down on the Pollock.
That's what this is, dude.
And the Italians. They're coming.
Obviously, I'm you fell into formation. They're like, you're going to be racist against white people. Let's fucking go. So you're like, oh, who do I got? Dagos? Fucking Pollocks? You're like, all right, I'll make fun of them, I guess.
Well, get ready, dude. Now you got them coming after us. The Dagos will get us, dude. But someone was like, this one was so funny. This guy was like, he was like, I hope you fucking die. And it was like jumbled. It was bad spelling. So
yeah.
It was funny. And then it includes your name in the email list. So I saw his name and then I saw what he was typing and it made me laugh.
Oh,
and he was
God.
Like, you know, he was the whole thing of like, I hope everybody you know dies. If you have a wife, I hope she gets raped in front of you. If your parents aren't dead, I hope they die slowly and then burn in hell, like all this stuff. And he was like, these are just jokes. Do you think this is funny? And I was honestly by myself laughing like, yeah, dude, pretty funny. This is hilarious.
Well, that is a thing too, man. It's like, well, there's another thing. There's like, I was watching something on YouTube and the guy was talking about retirement, St. George's retirement. No, St. George is the one who slayed the dragon.
Stop, dude. Don't do this. But
did you ever hear about this?
Yeah.
It's a guy who slayed the dragon.
Sure.
And eventually slays a dragon. Everyone's like, St. George is the fucking man. So St. George starts walking around looking for dragons. And he's like, this lizard's pretty big. And he's like, guys, I did it a fucking again, guys. Yeah. And eventually it comes down to a dude just swinging his sword at the air and be like, got him. Got another one.
Yeah.
It's like some
That's
dude-
me versus the Pollocks.
Yeah.
Look, I got another one. And people are like, well, no one cares about that one.
It's just like, I mean, the thing is, if you were the fucking CEO of like GlaxoSmithKline, I could see people being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is like, it's a comedy podcast, dude.
Yeah.
It's a comedy podcast.
It's just comedy.
You're
guys.
A bad boy. You were a bad boy.
Yeah, I fucking.
You said it. You're like, guys, I was a bad boy and I'm all right with everything that's happening.
Yeah. Oh, that's
like,
another thing. That's another thing.
Shit. I know you're right.
I need very clear. I'm not protesting any of this. Every decision anybody's made, I've been like, yep, I get it.
Like, you're fired. Okay.
Yeah, like, you're fired. I was like, okay, yeah. For sure. For sure. Now, then it's like, do I want to go back and defend that clip? I mean, yeah, I do, but I know it's a waste of time.
But to be like, fuck you guys, I think that fucking rules.
No, not to be like, yo, that was hilarious, because it wasn't that funny. I mean, we were just sitting in this room talking.
Yeah.
Gibberish.
Sure.
But also, if I do something like that or say something like that, it's never, you know, in that clip,
mm-hmm.
I said, man, let the fucking chink slip there. Like, with that fucking, not as hard.
Sure.
I should have done it harder to make it clear. Like, the man. But it was clearly, to me, what I was going for was pointing out how dumb somebody would have to be to segregate a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the type of words they would use. Now, what really sucks is having to break down comedy and explain anything.
I wonder how that started. They just built one fucked up looking building and people were like, all right, no one said anything.
Let the fucking chinks live there, huh?
You go in, there's like one person eating ever.
Yeah, white idiots like me are down there sucking down neuters.
Yeah,
like, to have
success.
To be like, this is what I was doing. Fuck it. I'm just going to keep going.
We were talking about the origin of Chinatown. And they reported it as if we were both like, you ever been to fucking Chinatown,
fucking bro?
Hate it.
So then I'm like,
fuck.
I go down there, I'm like, hey, get all these ducks out of the window. It's like, I'm making fun of myself for being a fat fucking idiot.
I know.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, dude.
Later in the clip, the girl I was with says, "Ooh, I want neuters." And I was like, yo, chill. Don't be racist.
And Shane Gillis says, hail Hitler.
let us
hail Hitler before we dine on this cuisine.
And then the next part of the clip is an Asian kid learning English next mm-hmm. to me. And I have the audacity to be upset that he's trying to better himself while I'm eating noodles with a fork.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
No, dude.
Come on, guys.
You were in Chinatown. You were like, God fucking
I
damn
hate it. I hate it.
I mean, dude, you want to talk about projection, dude. These dudes just project the weirdest shit. And they also project an insecurity of not being okay with your life and your career. I've had people find me on YouTube and be like, how's your 332 subscribers going, loser? And I'm like, I don't even know how many fucking YouTube subscribers I have. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
People are tracking, just hate, like, yeah, you'll see, you fucking loser. And it's like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
How's everything going with you, man?
Yeah, you guys all right?
Is everything okay? And if you
how about that? If you're listening to this, journalist, which I'm sure you are, could use the headline, Shane Gillis speaks. Are you guys all right?
Well, that's the other thing, too. This could be me. I feel like you're getting a lot of frustrated creatives, and they see someone a little bit of talent having fun. People are laughing at them, and they just go like, yeah.
Maybe. I think there is, again, it sucks being serious, but I think there are, like, again, I'm not mad at anyone. I'm not even mad at fucking the kid who wrote the story. I understand.
I'm mad at him. Get your money, bro.
Yo,
I'm about him. Who thinks slid him the dossier?
Stack that fucking bread.
You're like, dude, it's happening. I was like, we'll see.
Yeah. Stack that bread, Seth.
Yeah, man. Get money.
But like, everybody. It's like, dude, of course, everybody did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Hell yeah.
Everybody did exactly what they do.
Mm-hmm.
All the theater kids were like, this is hate speech and I don't like. And it's like, okay, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
That's you. Do you? That's fine. And if, dude, I've said it. It's like, dude, I fought the theater kids in Philly that played dress up, and now I'm in New York fighting the theater kids that play dress up again.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do for the rest of my career.
That's what it is. It's a lifestyle, dude.
Yo, come on, man.
It's a fucking lifestyle, dude.
But, it is confusing as to what to do.
What's the next step?
It's funny. That's one thing that's been really hard is getting advice from every single person. Mm-hmm. Every single person on earth has an opinion on what I should do. Yeah. And what's really frustrating is when people kind of, not condescend, but talk down to you about it. Like they know the answer. Or like, this is what I would do. And it's like, bro, no one has done this. No one's gone from literally not famous at all to just known as a racist. Like, just me and, like, the cops at Ferguson have this fucking track record. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, there's nothing they can even really judge.
Yeah, I know. Then I don't have a body of work for them to look back on and be like, yeah, at least he's funny. So that's another thing that hurts. That's the thing that really hurts, is other comics being like, yeah, well, he's not funny.
Yeah, but you know where that comes from.
I know where that comes from because I've done it.
What are you talking about?
I've done it for we've talked about it.
Talk smack?
Dude, I've talked some smack, bro. And the funny thing is the last... Yeah,
my question was it opportunistically?
You know? Me?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't
opportunistic. That's what I'm saying. I saw blatant opportunism. People being like...
I hear you, but...
I saw the tape and I don't approve. Here's my link to my bio. Ugh.
Yeah. One lady wrote a fucking article to CNN. I talked to her yesterday.
Did you really?
And I was like... I wasn't mad. Again, I told her the same... Like, I'm not mad at anyone.
It's all pimping, dude.
Dude. It's been pimping. Everybody's been pimping. Of course, everybody's doing what they have to do.
Sure.
And but she was like, yeah, I have a book coming out next year. I was like, oh, there it is. That might be why you decided to, you know, be a total hypocrite.
Yeah.
So that's why she did what she did. But of course.
How's the book?
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm stoked on it, dude.
Yes, dude. I'm going to have her autograph it for me.
It's all worth it. This has all been to fucking give that book the platform
I'm
need.
I'm trying to get that book bought.
You're a setter, bro. Come on, man. We're playing volleyball, and you're like, you know what, dude?
Yeah, so the thing that also is funny is hearing comics give me advice, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. It's usually from a place, well, somewhat a place of like, I'd like to help.
Yeah.
It's also frustrating to hear comics be like, well, I mean, they got him. They're going to definitely get me. Bro, they'll never get you. You're not doing anything. Don't worry about it.
People worry the feds are on their back.
People are like, well, now I can't say anything on podcasts. I'm like, bro, you're not up for SNL.
Coast is
don't
clear,
worry.
Dude.
Don't
Coast
worry.
Is clear.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Well, it's funny to me when I went on the Twitter again. I was on a first.
You were
of all,
on the Twitter.
I was on the Twitter. They made me break my dopamine fast. I really considered being like, I'm not looking at this shit. And I'm like, I'd be a psycho to be like, I'm doing a dopamine fast. I can't look at this.
You are a psycho.
I know, but still. So I looked at the thing, and it was all like PR firm, blue check, PR firm, digital advertising. There was like all these digital entrepreneurs apparently were furious. Everyone I checked was like. Journalist,
PR
firm.
If you have your preferred pronouns in your bio on Twitter, you weighed in on this situation.
Nobody's
what you did.
I'm saying that's a serious paper chase, though.
Yeah.
Like, those dudes and those things are trying to get the online clout doing this. It's fucking wild.
Dude, there are people all... So I deleted my social media apps.
Okay.
Because if I get on there, it's like, oh,
you're,
my God.
You're off your phone or just
Yeah, off my phone.
Gotcha.
There are people, and I'll still check it. I'll still download it and look at it every night and just check my DMs, see what's going on.
Fuck you.
There are people that are adding me to their story every single day. There are, like, literally people out there with, like, 35 followers that are like, at Shane M. Gillis, you fucking piece of shit. It's like, damn, dude. Chill, bro.
They'll get tired of it.
Yeah, they'll tuck her out. Yeah. Everybody's going to tuck her out. The one thing that's funny that reminded me of, you remember that South Park episode where there was two dudes that worked at SeaWorld that tricked the kids into believing the orcas could talk?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, I need to live on the moon with my moon family. And then they get shot and they're laying in the street and they just see the whale getting launched into space and they're like, never related to that more.
Really?
Yeah, just like, yeah, you got fucking leveled, but like,
oh, pretty yeah.
funny. It was they're, still funny.
They're loving it.
Yeah, it was still funny.
You're saying they're loving it or you're loving it?
No, I don't think you saw the episode.
I didn't. I always lie. Whenever someone asks me if I see anything, automatically yeah, I'm yeah. like, yes.
No, it's, well, if you haven't seen it, it's tough to explain.
I thought you were talking about the other episode.
No, these two dudes in the episode trick the kids of South Park into believing the orcas can talk.
Okay.
So the kids orchestrate a way to launch the whale into space. And while the guys are laying there shot and dead in the street, in the distance, they see the whale actually getting launched into space. And they're just laying there like, it was still funny. And that's like how I feel. It's like, we did this to be funny.
Yeah.
And everybody did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, and that's
it was kind of funny.
Again, that's the funniest part where it's like, now the sights are on comedy podcasts where it's like, you can't fucking do that.
And the sights are not going to be...
That's dude. Not comedy. That's fucking lowbrow. I'm saying that's how you were dug up.
Yeah.
These guys aren't... They're not. They don't have the tenacity to like start opposing a bunch of comedy podcasts.
Yeah, what are they going to shut down specials? No.
No.
They. I mean, if you get SNL, yes. Wipe your fucking podcast. But they're not going to... I don't think they're going to hire anybody like me anytime soon. Which is what was so surprising the whole time. Was like, holy shit, they're actually hiring me.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever.
Should have done the deep dive.
Who, them?
Yeah, or us.
Us? I don't know. I thought about it. There were just too many things out there to even try.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I mean, what they got me on was not much compared to what was floating around. Although, I will say this. Reporters, no N-words.
True that.
None on my record.
True that.
Zero N-words. So I thought I was in the clear.
You know they're fucking going after that like the Trump tape, dude.
Oh, they wanted that N-word.
You get 50 G's for a Gillis N-word
None,
tape,
baby.
Dude.
None.
Dude, they were. That's the holy grail.
That is.
That's the absolute holy grail to catch someone on.
Yeah, so there was just too many things to try to hide.
True.
And so I wasn't even going to.
How do you feel now that it's kind of slightly washed over?
Well, kind of. I mean, the Emmys were like fucking 2 days ago, and I was a red carpet question.
They're asking about you.
Yeah, they're fucking... It's like people in $20,000 dresses are like, how do you feel about known racist Shane Gillis? It's like, I'm in fucking gym shorts and sandals in West Philly. Like, suck my dick.
Yeah, that's some motherfucking bullshit, dude.
I feel like you shouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you know?
Yeah, it'll blow over until this comes out, and then...
Think they're going to dig through?
Without a doubt, people are going to listen to this and quote this, and nobody will listen to this. So the headlines will be, Shane Gillis thinks this is funny, fuck you.
You're just giving them head. There's some dude sitting there like, all right, that's what I'm going to use.
Well, fuck it. I don't care.
Damn.
I don't. I mean, I know this is what they're going to do.
Sure.
And I know the population isn't going to listen to this. They're going to see that headline and just go about their day, which is what they've done the whole time.
The GP.
The GP is just looking at the fucking headline they see. It's like SNL fires racist. Great. Yeah. I got to go pick up my kids from soccer practice.
Racist says, fuck you.
Yeah, racist says, suck my dick.
Shane Gillis, known racist.
But anybody that listens to this, I think, will be like, oh, all right.
Well, again, it's just one of those weird things where it's like, it's almost libelous to be like, to take someone something says. Like if I were to like... Start watching Brad Pitt's fucking film and be like, you know, Brad Pitt said the N-word and write a big article and like, Brad Pitt's fucking racist.
Yeah.
And it's like a stretch, you know, everyone says
But the
says
difference
that.
Is everybody's seen that. So they'd be like, no, that's not how he said it. Yeah. But if all you've ever seen was me in print saying, first off, which is not even what I said, but let the effing chinks live there. Effing.
Yeah.
It's funny, I bleeped out effing.
Well, that's how it was written, actually.
But yeah, true. And so my agent called me. I was on the train to go do spots, and my agent called and was like, this article, this is coming out. And she quoted it and read it to me like that, like just a statement, let the effing live there. And I was like, I would never say that.
Yeah.
I was like, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it like that. I was like, let me listen to the clip and I'll tell you. And it was me going, meh, like with that voice. And I was like, that's how I fucking said it.
So my thing is, you can't be like, yeah, you guys completely, that's like a journalistic error.
No, because then they got the other one on Real Ass Podcast where I said just a bunch of gibberish racial slurs.
Yeah, yeah.
Followed by, which no one ever gets the end of these articles, but the end of that episode where I'm like, there's a thing I do on podcasts, and it, you know, it sucks to have to fucking explain this, where it's like I try to get someone else to jump in and say something bad with me, and then I immediately correct them.
Yeah.
And I'm immediately like, no, you shouldn't say that. That's bad, dude. Mm-hmm. Say you're sorry. So it's a funny thing. To anybody that actually listens to the podcast. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that episode where I called Andrew Yang a Jew chink, which is like, it doesn't even make sense.
No.
It's pure gibberish.
Now you guys are boys.
At the end of that, yeah, Andrew Yang's a fucking man.
Yeah.
At the end of that, I'm like, what are we doing, guys? These guys are out here having fun. We're just three fat losers spewing hate in a basement.
Yeah.
Like, clearly at the end of that, I'm fully aware of what I'm doing.
They just put an exclamation mark on the end of the sentence. We're spewing hate!
Yeah. Somebody quoted that. It was like, it's so fucking cool to be racist. Someone had that quote.
Someone had
it's
that
like,
one.
Could that not be more obvious?
They had that one, and they also had, like, it's good racism. It's like, yeah, that's real good racism.
Good racism, bro.
They said it was fucking good racism.
They said it was good. Yeah.
I can't wait, dude. I mean, dude, I was like Hawk from the Avengers, dude. I was just in the field, dude, just chilling. All of a sudden, I got the call, and I was like, what?
Back to war, dude.
What happened? Back to war. I was like, God damn it, no.
Yeah, man.
I fought with my girlfriend and left. I was like, fuck you, shut up. You don't understand comedy. Shut up. it's fucking comedy, God damn it. Shut up. You sound like them.
Yeah, that's
such a hard thing, though, to have to explain to people. You're like, I know. It's just like you're allowed to joke around. Why is that even a joke? It's like, I don't know. It's just you can fuck around. We're trying to make people laugh. It's taken out of hundreds of hours of material. And someone's like, here's 30 seconds.
Yeah. And it's also we're doing this for an audience of people that know, we know what we're saying is wrong.
Sure.
Everybody that listens to the podcast hears us say dumb shit and says they know what they're saying is dumb. That's why they're saying it. There's no other reason to say it. But when someone that doesn't know us listens to it, they go, these guys don't know they're wrong. And they're saying wrong things.
Yeah.
They're saying bad words.
Well, they had hate in their hearts, dude. They listen to this podcast with hate in their hearts.
Yes.
What manifested but hate on the page of their fucking journalism?
Man, I'm
dude.
Just about love, dude.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Love conquers all.
I mean,
guys.
Dude, I don't want to brag, journalists, but we have like a wide spectrum of ethnicities who listen to this
don't
podcast.
Do that.
We
don't
do.
Do that.
We do.
I know.
We do.
Don't do that.
How dare they?
I mean, how dare they?
How dare they white-splain comedy for everybody else? That's what I'm
they
saying.
They did white-splain comedy.
They're white-splaining comedy.
They also...
You guys can't live it then.
You can't punch down, which is an interesting concept.
Dude.
So, to say punch down insinuates that you believe white people are superior.
Yes.
That's an odd thing.
Yeah.
Now, the way they'll... Because they have answers for all this. They'll push that away by being like, well, the system's set up for white people.
By who? Journalists that say white people
are
better?
No, the journalists. When you say punch down and white people are at the top, straight white guys are at the top, and anybody we make fun of is punching down.
Remember the golden days of Matt and Shane's secret podcast? We call that the Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt's unfunny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends, they make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic of man, genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy. We'll be right back.